Okay, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It was a toss-up whether I told you about firing my gardener or the fact that our eldest is bummed out because he has to go to a school that maybe his younger brother can go to as well. Which, did I tell you about this? Like, the oldest guy, he's bummed because the high school he's going to go to also has a middle school attached to it. And that means the kid brother tags along, and he was ready to commit suicide this weekend. And you know what? I don't blame the guy. I mean, I went to bat for him. I said, you know something? I told Maria, you got to understand something. Going to high school is a rite of passage. It's a very important thing. And you're leaving grade school. You're going into high school. You are becoming a young man. And you're, you know, there's going to be football, homecomings, dances, all kinds of crap you couldn't do in elementary school. And now your kid brother's going to come along to this middle school, you know. Now, they say it's going to be separate, and they say they won't be involved in any of the other activities. But just the mere fact that you've got to stand there curbside with your kid brother waiting for a ride home. So I backed him up. I said, you know, he's right. And she, no, she wants... And Marie's not, she's not wrong either, because, I mean, the little guy, he could benefit from this too. So I could talk to you about that, but screw that. I don't feel like it. What I really want to ask you is this. We're putting together a master list for our website of all of Steve Bozell's lawsuits. And frankly, we really need some listener out there, and perhaps there are several of our longtime hardcore listeners who know all of the Steve Bozell lawsuits. Steve Bozell, a frequent contributor and listener and a caller to our program, who has sued, and I can tell you the people that he sued, but I don't know the particulars, and maybe at 1-800-449-8686, we can get some of our listeners to tell us, to fill us in on those, some of those lawsuits. I believe the first entity that he sued here in Southern California was the city of Riverside, because they had put into their public pool a chemical that would turn your pee deep blue. And when he urinated in the public pool, it turned the water around him deep blue. So he sued the city of Riverside for emotional distress, pain and suffering, cruelty, pain, cruelty, and suffering. He also, I believe, sued the same public pool, the city of Riverside, because he had thrown a dive stick into the pool and was doing, actually, he was doing cannonball competitions with his son. Somebody had tossed one of those dive sticks into the pool. He cannonballed in. The dive stick got wedged in the crack of his rear end. And as he got out of the water, the dive stick was hanging out of his rear end, and the lifeguard laughed at him, thus bringing the attention of everybody poolside to the dive stick hanging out of his butt. And he sued for pain and suffering because the lifeguard laughed at him. And those are the two relative to the public pool out in Riverside, but I can't think of, I can think of more. The lawsuit that he filed, I believe, against the cable company because he didn't pay for his cable service, so they pulled the plug, and he wanted to sue for pain and suffering because he couldn't watch, I think, Real Stories of the Highway Patrol, but I'm not sure. So that's kind of, you know, it's a master list. It will be for our website. We will put it up there. Because I think it'll be just kind of a very cool thing to follow along Steve's lawsuits. 1-800-449-8686. Let's start off with Sherman Oaks here on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I do recall Steve either sued or threatened to sue NASA because he was going to go up in the space shuttle, and then they wrote him back and said, no, we don't need you on this mission.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had a helmet ready and everything, remember?
Yes, that's right. Now, what
he went out and he bought a helmet and had reserved a hotel room at Cape Canaveral, and then when they wrote him back and said, we don't need you, he was very upset.
Now, what was he suing for? Like embarrassment, pain and cruelty? The usual stuff?
Oh, jeez. I'm a fan. I don't know if I'm that much of a fan.
Do you recall the other particulars he was suing? He wanted to go up in the space shuttle because he felt he was a prime physical specimen or something? Or
no, as I recall...
Oh, he was an engineer.
Yeah, he was an engineer.
Yes.
And he had some plans for the International Space Station or something.
Yes, and he could build it, and he was getting ready to be launched into space.
Right, and he bought a helmet.
And he had purchased the helmet and everything. Okay,
yeah.
Let's see. Sue's NASA. Great, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. That guy sounded like one of those cats that listens to the show and wished that he didn't, you know. Yeah, I know. He sued him. West Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
My most memorable lawsuit was when Bozell was suing the company that installed the jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi for her own pleasure.
Yeah.
And Steve wanted to sue jacuzzi for alienating his wife's affections.
Yeah.
Jacuzzi.
Ruined his marriage.
All right, so we have him suing the city of Riverside, NASA, and the Jacuzzi Corporation.
Yes.
All right, sir, thank you.
You're welcome.
Rancho Santa Margarita on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
How you doing?
My wife and I, our favorite one is when Steve was suing his golfing buddies for laughing at him when he either urinated or defecated when the coyote scared him.
Yes, that's right. And his friend had a video camera and captured it all on videotape.
Yeah, that's right.
And remember, the next morning he saw the Federal Express van in front of his friend's house, and he was and he was sure he was mailing it into America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's exactly right. My wife and I still talk about that one.
When he defecated, he said he messed him.
I can't remember if he defecated or urinated. I know it was one or both.
He messed himself when he got scared by the coyote on the golf course.
As he put it, he soiled his pants.
Yes, he soiled himself. That's it. Thank you very much, sir.
Forgot about
that one. Thanks. When he was scared by the coyote, who was he suing?
His golf
buddies. Yeah, you know that guy, man. One of these days, we're going to have to not interview Steve. We got to interview his lawyer. Here's Beverly Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Yeah, the very first Steve Bozell I ever heard in my life, and it's still the funniest to me. His wife and his best friend pulled a little prank on him. Steve claimed to be a vegetarian. And his wife served him a meatloaf, if you remember. It was supposed to be a tofu meatloaf, but it was tainted with ground beef and ground lamb.
And, oh, really? And he was he was into vegetarianism at that time, right?
For a very brief time, and if you remember, as it progressed, it turned out that Steve really wasn't that strict of a vegetarian because it turned out he liked to eat a special variety of Slim Jims. He called Jew Jims.
Now, why were they Jew Jims?
Well, he said that he claimed that there were certain parts of a pig that were that were kosher, and there were kosher certified rabbis who were blessing these Jew Jims.
Oh God!
Still my favorite Bozell.
Oh God! Certain parts of the pig that were kosher, so he could eat a Jew Jim.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God!
Yeah, if I'm remembering.
You know, instead of me writing all of this down, Mike, just save the hour, and we can just listen to it and get all of it for the... That's beautiful. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye-bye. Okay. Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. I've got two of them for you.
Yeah.
One of them was when Steve sued the city of Riverside over his air conditioning bill because he claims when he moved out there, he didn't realize how hot it was going to be.
That's right.
And he had an $800 air conditioning bill.
That's right, yes.
And my other favorite was when he participated in a Civil War reenactment as part of the Confederates, and he didn't realize that they had lost and he would be killed. And he was humiliated in front of his family.
Oh, man. Help. Oh, help, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, God. Bozell, this freaking guy, he sues because he didn't know the Confederacy lost. Oh, that cat, man. He sues everybody. Phil Henry Show here. We're remembering Steve Bozell's lawsuits. This guy's got more court cases. I can't just, you know, I can't imagine. And it's still going on. As a matter of fact, Mike talked to him today, and because he has such a stack of court cases, he reads the complaints in bed, and his wife's getting turned on by language like the party of the first part. And I said, well, how come you're reading it out loud? He goes, that's just the way he reads. He reads out loud. So he sits there in bed going, the party of the first part sues the... 1-800-449-8... We're not breaking yet, are we? Good. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Burbank. Hi.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, good.
I remember one of the best suits he brought on was against Amco.
Uh-huh.
For the he didn't realize that there was actually a radio commercial being run, and the AA caused him to lunge into traffic, thinking there was a car behind him, forcing him forward. And I think he took out a busload of school kids or something. It's a terrible thing. Terrible. There was one other that I think.
So he heard the honk honk and he lunged into traffic and killed a busload of kids.
Took out the busload. I don't think there were a lot of fatalities, but I know that there was a lot of injured school kids.
So he's suing AMCO, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I thought he sued Albertsons. It's your store. I think he went in and he just rifled a bunch of groceries thinking it was your store so he could take his food.
That's funny. I don't remember that one at all.
I thought that was an action he brought
against
Albertsons.
It's your store, so he went in and took his food out of his store.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
I forgot about that AMCO one. That one's beautiful. Thanks. Okay, so AMCO, AAMCO. Do they have that? That's national, isn't it? AMCO? AMCO, AAMCO. Steve hears the horn honk and takes out a busload of kids. Okay, Phil Henry's show here at 1-800-449-8686. As we remember on the Phil Henry Show, the lawsuits of Steve Bozell. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. If you're not a regular listener to our show, it's okay because we're talking about the lawsuits that have been brought by a regular newsmaker contributor to our program, Steve Bozell. This guy sued everybody. And I can guarantee you, just listening to the lawsuits that this guy has filed, if you're a person who doesn't like frivolous lawsuits, and they make you angry, as they do many people, these lawsuits won't make you angry. I mean, you'll laugh because they're the most ridiculous things. And I don't know, in one of these days, like I said, Mike, we ought to get his attorney on to find out what the status of these lawsuits filed by Steve Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, what has been the outcome of them. Here's Chino Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Well, hello, Phil.
Hi, my hero.
How's it going tonight?
Good, man.
All right, listen, man. About 2.5 years ago, Steve Bozell didn't want to wake up his family, so he went to the restroom without turning any lights because he was a little sick, and he wanted to insert an anal thermometer, and he accidentally stuck a ballpoint pen up there. You remember that?
Yes,
one?
I do. Uh-huh. I remember that, yeah. And then the paramedics came and made fun of him?
That's right. He wanted to sue them for emotional distress and alienation from his family. They made jokes about him all the time, and he got bent out of shape about that.
Right.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, I remember.
Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
I remember the ballpoint. It was actually a Bic pen, one of those clear plastic pens.
Right.
He didn't want to turn the lights on, so he shoved the Bic pen up there thinking it was a rectal thermometer.
Right. And hopefully somebody calls in about the club episode, and we wanted to sue them for that one. I'll let somebody else take that one. But, hey, say hi to my Edison buddies, Phil, Rick, Pat, and Eric for me, and keep up the great work. You're my hero, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Chatsworth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil. My favorite Steve Bozell one that he did was when he sued your mom for being on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Newport Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
My favorite suit that he had was for the club, as somebody just
Oh, this is the club one? Okay.
Yeah, when his son took the car out, and he didn't know that he was supposed to take out the club before driving, so he wanted to sue the makers because they didn't have a warning on the club.
And the kid wound up driving into somebody?
Right, he got in an accident, and so he wanted to sue over that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was one of the best ones.
Yeah, Bozell's kid's as dumb as him.
Yeah, I got to say so. And Phil?
Yeah.
I also got to say hi to all the members of the club on Yahoo.
All right, dude, thanks.
All right,
bye-bye.
See you later, Phil.
Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I had to talk about the one where he sued the library and he needed a forum because he had to return Bridges of Madison County for his wife,
uh-huh.
And everybody thought he was gay.
Yeah.
And the librarian started making fun of him.
So he wanted to let everybody know?
Yeah, he wanted a forum to let everybody in the Corona area know that he was straight and it was just his wife's book and he was returning for her.
Oh, man. And he's suing the Corona library.
Yeah, well, they asked him, well, they started laughing at him, and he began to cry in front of everybody, I think.
That's right. The what did the librarian say to him? Wasn't it something like...
Gay studies section is over
there. Yes, the librarian, when he returned Bridges of Madison County, the librarian said, oh, the gay studies section is down at the end of the...
and of course he cried.
And he started to cry when he was told that. Thank you very much.
All right, you rule.
Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Here is Palm Springs. Hi.
Hi, Phil. This is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Palm Springs.
How you doing?
Good. I listen to you twice a day on KFI and then on 1010. Here in Palm Springs.
Oh, cool. What, 1010 K, KNWS?
Yeah, that was K News, yeah.
That's right.
And I'm calling about the time that crazy whacked out Steve tried to sue that Chinese restaurant because he swallowed a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
And and he was trying to sue him for negligence because they forgot to put a little label on the fortune cookie saying the... Be careful, there might be a little piece of paper inside.
He was eating the fortune cookie, and they didn't tell him that there was a fortune inside of it, so he choked on the paper.
Yeah, this is way back in the day before you were syndicated.
I remember that because
I loved it.
He something about how they... It was also racist, too, because they saw him coming, so they crammed some fortune in... they saw him coming to the door, so they crammed some fortune in there that said something like, you're going to die or something.
Yeah.
And so not only was he choking on the fortune, but when he finally pulled it out of his throat and read it, it was something along the lines of, you know, beware, white man, you die soon, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you, man.
Keep up the good work. I'm in Palm Springs.
Beautiful. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I wish I was. Here's Escondido on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
My favorite Bozell lawsuit was a pretty recent one where he was going to sue the real-life Aaron Brockovich when he saw the movie because he had a quote-unquote spontaneous emission during the movie.
Yeah? When he saw her picture on the poster?
No, I thought in the movie.
Oh, okay. Now, wasn't he attended to? Did he pass out or something, or what happened?
No, he just had a spontaneous emission, and then I guess when the lights came up, everyone noticed he had like a, I don't know, they noticed that he had an emission, and he was humiliated, you know, in front of his wife and everybody.
What was the thing about the paramedics crowding around? You remember that?
I thought he passed out.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, he passed out. He fainted after he had his spontaneous emission.
Oh.
And I think one of the paramedics said something like, you might need a change of pants or something, and that was like totally humiliated him. Yeah, that's another beautiful one. And she is beautiful. I don't blame Steve for that one.
I don't know why he didn't go for the gold and just sue Julia Roberts since she portrayed him, but he wanted to sue the real life.
Because he actually saw a poster of the real life Erin Brockovich. Sure, her picture was the real lady was featured on the poster, and she's very pretty. She's a blonde-haired lady with you know, she's put together and she lives out in Agoura Hills, so maybe he thought he had a shot. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Here is your Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, remember the one where he sued the guy at the chili cook-off?
What did he do?
The guy made like 5-alarm chili and gave him napalm.
What was he suing him for? For crapping napalm?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy used habanero chilies in his chili, and Steve, it burned his rear end so bad that Steve had to sit on one of those soft, cushiony toilet seats. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Steve, by the way, thinks that 5-alarm chili is like a teaspoon of... He's got 1 teaspoon of... what's the crap called? Tabasco sauce, man.
And jalapeno
peppers. I really make some 5-alarm chili. Anyway, it's the Phil Henry Show. Should we keep going with this? Well, we'll see, right? 1-800-449-8686. We list all of the lawsuits of the great Steve Bozell here on the Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686, and we're talking about Steve Bozell's lawsuits, And the people that he sued, the reasons that he sued them, I don't think there's any individual in the history of... And Los Angeles, you have to understand, for all of my friends and listeners across the country, we live here in L.A., and I bring that up to bring this case in point up, that there is no more litigious city, maybe in the world. If you really want to know what people out here do, they sue each other, and they sue each other, and they sue each other. And the lawsuits are never-ending. They're for some of the most ridiculous things you've ever seen in your life or ever heard of in your life. And the courts out here will entertain these lawsuits thinking that, you know, I don't know what. Thinking what? What are they thinking? They're thinking we're really protecting people's rights or something when a guy is suing because his ass burned from the chili was too hot? 1-800-449-8686. Chatsworth, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I liked it when he sued your mom for having you because...
1-800-449-8686. All right, here's one that I really liked. This is Ventura on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Ventura, hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Go ahead, sir.
Sorry,
yeah.
I was cracking up. Hey, remember, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great show as always. Go ahead.
Steve was, he sued his neighbor for laughing at him.
When his mom took a dump and it looked just like...
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, go ahead.
He sued his neighbor for laughing at him because in preparation for Y2K and all the chaos that would ensue, he bought... I think he said he got stuck with like five cases of KY jelly from because he was preparing for the men that were going to molest him after the white He got his pissed because his neighbor was making fun of him and the store wouldn't take it back.
Yeah. And as he was carrying these cases of Y2K or two KY jelly out to his truck, his neighbor is standing on his front porch saying stuff to him like, what was he saying, Mike? Saying things like, hey, butt boy, you know? And Steve was going to sue his neighbor for humiliating him. And Steve buys cases of KY jelly in anticipation of being raped by the road warriors. Oh, my God.
That was a keeper.
That was beautiful, man. That was a beautiful moment. And he got stuck not only with the KY jelly, he got stuck with all that crap that he bought in preparation for Y2K.
A victim.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thanks, sir. There you go. God. In anticipation of being raped by the road warriors, he buys KY jelly because the Y2K bug is going to turn America into chaos. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Barstow on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how about the time where him and his neighbor went camping? They were out swimming, and the neighbor stole his swim trunks, and he had to sneak back to his trailer house, and the whole family was there, and his wife and his daughter and his neighbor seen him naked, and his wife locked him out of the trailer, and he's standing there naked. He was all embarrassed because he's swimming all day. He was a little bit shriveled up.
What? God, yeah. I don't remember that one, but it's beautiful.
They were camping on the ocean or something, and the neighbor stole the swim trunks there, and he was, and the wife and the neighbor and his whole family were laughing at him, and he's there standing there naked. He had,
they pulled a prank on him. He was shriveled up because of the cold.
Yeah, and he was so embarrassed, so he sued his neighbor over that.
His neighbor.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Phil?
Yeah.
Can I tell you the greatest show I ever heard in my life was that one where you talked to Harvey Weierman about the best of the decade?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what God, was, man, Phil, I die. Oh, that's the greatest show.
What was he doing? What was he talking about, the best of the decade?
You asked him to come on the show and talk about the best of the decade, the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
He got on there, and you asked him about what do you think about the Challenger, and he says, you know, I think about you and your KY jelly and the Challenger, and, oh, it just argument after argument. And then at the end of the show, he started crying because his son fell off the Ferris wheel and he hit every chair on the way down to the ground. Oh, gosh. That's the greatest show on the face of the earth, man.
I don't recall it, but we'll have to dig that one up. That was at the end of the decade, huh?
Yeah, you had that like right before New Year's, too.
All right, man. Bye. Thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Let's go to Corona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Is this Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. You know full well that it is Mr. Bozell. And I've been listening to what you've been saying about me. And
sir, you have to understand, first of all.
No, sir, you can expect a call from my attorney, because what you have done is publicly slandered me and you libeled me. I called my attorney.
Sir, you need to understand we're commenting on the lawsuits that you have filed. We find them to be amusing.
You find them to be amusing, and I am standing up for my rights as a citizen of the United States of America. There's some people who care. There's some people who care very much about their rights. You have me on your show, you're making me look like a fool. And I can assure you that my attorney is on this. And
all I'm doing is exercising my First Amendment right to comment on you suing people because some guy used habanero chilies in his chili and made your rear end burn, okay?
I had rectal bleeding and burning. And for you to... I can understand how it sounds funny, okay? And
It does sound funny.
I can understand that, but you have to understand that I was put in jeopardy because of the anal bleeding. And see, there. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, okay, there he goes. How many times has he threatened to sue me on the times that I've had him on my show? So he's threatened to sue me plenty of times. Plus, I've been sued anyway. He's either threatening to sue me or other people are suing me. It wouldn't be a day from the Phil Hendry Show if somebody wasn't threatening to sue me or suing me, okay? Yuma on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. What about when he was trying to sue Britney Spears for seeing her Hogan's?
Yeah, that's right. Because she was underage.
Yeah, at the concert, and he was like, he could see her areas.
Yeah, he could see her Hogan's, and he didn't know whether he should be turned on by it because she was 17.
Yeah.
So he wanted to sue her for having large breasts and making him turned on for a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Did he ever do that? Well, I think we would have heard about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he could see the area and everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there's a lady that enjoys predominantly male sex humor. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Encino on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
My favorite recent one was when he was going to sue Mattel because they made the new Barbie too hot. And he was in the store and he made a comment to the clerks about how do you fellas get any work done with that thing looking at you?
Yeah, that's right. That's
they just looked at him and humiliated him in front of his little girl.
Yeah, he was in there to buy that Barbie and he sees that sexy new Barbie sitting up there and he says, man, boy, what were some of the stuff you were saying about that Barbie? You know, like, enough to make a man's hand sweat.
I just know he rationalized that it was okay for women to get excited over 6 inches of plastic, but it wasn't okay for him.
That's true.
Was that Steve that had the problem at the Queen Mary because he didn't know the dancers were female impersonators?
Oh, I don't know.
It was a long time ago.
No.
I know he fell in love.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, he fell in love with some guy. I remember Steve falling for a guy... he didn't fall for a guy, but he was dancing with a friend of his at a gay bar. His friend said, let me take you for a drink. So they went into a bar. He didn't know it was a gay bar. His friend asked him to dance, so he wanted to be polite. And he went out, and he danced with a guy. And now somebody went and said to his wife, I saw your husband in a gay bar dancing with a guy, and Steve was just trying to be polite. Something like that.
Hey, Phil, can you give a shout-out to UPS Roger in Chicago?
UPS Roger in Chicago.
He's your biggest fan in Chicago, man.
Cool.
Yeah. He's spreading the word out there.
That's very. We're on a good station in Chicago.
Yeah, 105.9 FM.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye. The station we're on in L.A. sucks, but the one we're on in Chicago, I'm kidding. 1-800-449-8686. And here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Great.
I wanted to mention the one to you where Bozell was going to sue Tiger Electronics over his Furby doll or his son's Furby doll.
Yes.
They were coming back from his mom's funeral.
Uh-huh.
And the kid was talking to the Furby, and the Furby was talking back to him. And Bozell thought the Furby was making fun of him, and he got into an argument with the doll. And his wife and his son started laughing at him and making fun of him.
Yeah.
That one killed me.
And he couldn't get the Furby to shut up.
Well, yeah, it's funny because I had that problem with a Furby of mine.
I did too.
It was possessed.
Yeah, you couldn't get it to shut up. And he tried to cram it down into the console between the bucket seats
or something,
try to get it to shut up, and it wouldn't.
And didn't he end up throwing it out of the car or something?
I don't know, but he sued because he felt that the Furby was making fun of him. People would say, well, the Furby can't have a mind of its own.
Right.
He said, but you didn't hear the things it was saying to me. So
because it was repeating what his wife and his son were saying. Because the guy's, let's face it, He ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Is that what Furbies do? They repeat what you tell them to say?
Well, not exactly. They have, like, their own little conversation things. I've got the one that looks like Gizmo from...
I know what it was. He was talking to his family about the funeral they were just at, and the Furby was interrupting and wouldn't shut up.
Well, you know the Furbies do belch and make other obscene noises.
Exactly. So he'd be talking about the death of his mother, and then the Furby belched and stuff. And just,
right.
It really drove him nuts. Okay, thank you very much. I remember that one. That was beautiful.
Yeah, Miami still misses you, Phil.
Well, we're in Miami. In fact...
I know, but you know, it's not the same as having you here between Rick and Suds and Neil.
I know. And you know what? I talked to Peter at WINZ. He said, well, we got to get you down to Miami. I said, yeah, we got to go down there and do a CD signing or something. So we're going to do that soon.
Oh, cool.
Because I really miss Miami, too. And my wife loves the city. And so it's great. I took her down there with me about 2 years ago relative to another lawsuit. And we had a ball. So I want to go back
again?
Soon. Yeah, well, no, that one's over with now.
Thank God.
The Brian Cox one is done.
Thank God.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, though.
No problem. Okay. Have a good night, Phil.
Bye-bye. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800. Do you think we ought to keep going with this? Well, what are we talking about, Henry? The hour's almost over. 1-800-449-8686. We're remembering the lawsuits of Steve Bozell. God, some wonderful ones, too. That Furby doll, it wouldn't shut up. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Remembering the lawsuits of Steve Bozell with a variety of our listeners. We've had a number of them that we're going to put on our website if we remember all of them, which probably is not the case. Seal Beach. Seal Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Yeah, hi. Boy, Phil, this is great. I love your show.
Thanks.
It's the one highlight of the day where you can just start laughing for 3 hours.
Thank you.
I like the episode where he saw this good-looking girl get out of a Corvette that had a big chest and started getting turned on, so he grabbed a board and punched the hole out of the knot hole out of it and lubed it up with WD-40 and plumber's putty and reminded him of his buddy's love swing and decided to give the board a spin. And he got splinters in it, and he's going to sue the board company and the plumber's putty company. And then he was upset that the EMT nurse or whatever was had to de-splinter him.
It was a female.
The funniest part was everybody calling in that was...
You know, what I like about that is that he said, you know, that it was the Tanner Lumber Company for not putting a label on it on their boards saying you cannot put your penis into a board, you know, and spin it because you'll get splinters. They should have a warning label on that board. All right, sir.
On the board and the plumber's putty.
Right.
Dry it out.
All right, pal. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. Here's Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
How about the time Steve wanted to sue his neighbor's minor bird? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Every time he'd go next door with his family, the bird would call him names and harass him.
Bird called him a butt lover.
Yeah.
Yeah, the minor bird was talking too much. He realized that it was his... He didn't think it was his neighbor because he really thought it was the bird because the bird had placed some late-night phone calls, you know, and so with his wing or some crap, I don't know. Okay, that's it. Let's close it with... we got a brand-new Frank Zappa CD. Here is Frank on the Phil Henry Show with his hit.
Like, on Ventura, there he goes. She just wants some bitchin' clothes. Tosses her head and cuts her hair.
he goes, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in a, like, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a bee, Steve. That's, like, he's totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure. Sure, like, barf me out, gag me with a spoon.
Best idea to cross her mind. Had something to do with where to find a pair of jeans to fit her butt and where to get her toenails cut.
So, like, I go into this, like, salon place, you know, and I want, like, to get my toenails done. And the lady, like, goes, oh my god, your toenails are, like, so grody. It was, like, really embarrassing. She's like, oh my god, like, bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know. I was, like, really embarrassed. That's going to be really, like, a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like, those things that, like, stick in your mouth are so gross. You got to get saliva all over them. But, like, I don't know. It's going to be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be, like, really cool. Except my, like, teeth are, like, too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's, like, tubular, you know. Well, I'm not, like, really ugly or anything. It's just, like, I don't know. You know me, I'm, like, into the, like, the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and, like, I don't know, like, my mother, like, makes me do the dishes. It's like-